formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Abertron Restoration Products, The Angie App, LL Flooring, Pavestone, Schluter, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you've got a question about a project you'd like to get done inside or out, the number to call is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We've been doing this for a little while. In fact, today is our 2100th episode. 2100 episodes of the Money Pit. I can't believe it.
That's a lot.
And we are so appreciative of the opportunity to help you create your best home. So if we can help you do that today, pick up the phone, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, deck season is finally here, and if you're ready to clean off that winter grime and stain your deck for the summer, we're going to walk you through the essential steps for a finish that will last for years, because so many people do this every spring, and you just don't have to if you do it once and do it right.
Well, speaking of decks, if you like to take your cooking outside, gone are the days of serving burgers and dogs on paper plates and calling it a day. We're going to highlight the latest trends in outdoor cooking, including smokers, wood fire pizza ovens, cast iron cookery, and outdoor rotisseries to kick up your outdoor cooking and entertaining game.
And butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your home means you also get an army of pollinators working hard in your garden for you. So we're going to share the top five flowers that will encourage butterflies to make your home their home.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement question. You're going to get the answer, plus you may even win a great tool from Arrow Fastener.
That's right, because we've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with a supply of staples worth about $50, going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us at 888-MONEYPIT with your questions or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
George in Iowa is on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
The wife and I have done the ceiling with the deck twice. And both times, the first time it lasted a year and it peeled up. And we sealed it again last year, and it peeled up again this time after the winter snow had melted. So we're not sure if you have any tips or some advice for us to help us out there.
Well, you might want to think about doing a deck do-over where you just pull off the decking material and add a composite deck, keep the structure. You won't have to do this again. Some of the decking sealants, if you don't strip down to the original lumber, they never absorb properly, and they'll beat up and they'll peel off. So your options are to do that, strip off everything that you have there, and you literally got to strip it off down to the wood and sand it, And then you can use a primer and a solid color stain, and that will give you the maximum chance of adhering. The other thing you might want to think about doing, as I mentioned earlier, is doing sort of a deck makeover where you pull up the deck boards and then you replace just the deck surface boards with a composite like Veranda, for example, which is available at the Home Depot. And this way you'll never have to worry about staining again. You can even keep your existing railing, or you could, you know, go further and change out the railing as well. But it doesn't affect the structure of the deck because the material is still sitting on top of the original joist. Just that the deck surface has now been completely made over. It looks great, and you never have to worry about staining or sealing again because it's a lot of work, and you don't want to have to do it every year, that's for sure. Make sense?
Nope, that makes sense. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
George, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Delaware where Margie has a crawl space question. What can we help you with?
I'd like to know if you should put plastic on the ground underneath your house. We have like a 3-foot, so you can climb under there. Should we lay plastic on that for a barrier, for a moisture barrier underneath that, like in a ranch house?
What's the, is it underneath the entire house or is it just under a certain area?
No, it's underneath the entire house. So you can crawl under and... Someone said you should put plastic on top of the dirt.
Now, are you having any moisture issues inside the house?
Not really. We were just thinking it would be a good idea to do that.
Now, generally, with an enclosed crawl space or one that's, you know, smaller scale to an entire home, we would always recommend putting down sort of a plastic sheathing, and you want to fill the entire space. And in areas where you do have to have seams, you want to make sure that you overlap, you know, a good foot or two so that it really lays down nicely. Now, Tom, would you do that if it's under the entire house?
Yeah, I put it down across the crawl space floor along the entire house because it stops the moisture in the soil from wicking up and evaporating up into the air and then getting the insulation damp and making it ineffective. So it's always a good idea to have, it's called a vapor barrier, and have that down on top of that soil surface. You also want to check the exterior, though, to make sure that your gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended. It's part of a moisture management solution. It's not just, you know, one-off.
You want to make sure you're limiting the amount of moisture that actually gets to that, you know, the dirt or the soil underneath the crawl space. So if you make sure that your gutters are extending away from the house, you know, a good 3 feet or so, and not depositing the water back towards that crawl space. You know, any sort of planting bedded areas, you want to make sure that that soil slopes away. You just want to do your best that you can to move the moisture away.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with a metal roofing question. How can we help you today?
My question is metal roofs. What's the advantage of the metal over the shingle or vice versa, the cost? I see a lot of my neighbors putting the metal on.
So metal roofs are probably the most durable roof available today. And so the main advantage is durability. The other thing that you can get with a metal roof is today they're coated with low E coatings, so they can actually reflect the sun in the summer and lower your cooling costs as well. The downside of metal roofs is that they're very expensive. They're called investment-grade roofs very frequently for a good reason, because it's the kind of roof you put on when you really want to invest in the house, and it's the house that you're going to be in for the long haul. If it's a short-term house for you, you know, I probably would not recommend a metal roof, because I don't think you'll get the value out of it when you sell. Certainly you'll get some value out of it, but I don't think you'll get the cost of it. But if you're like, listen, this is the house I'm going to be in for the next 20 or 30 years, maybe longer, I want to really do something that's going to stand up with literally no maintenance, then maybe metal roof is for you. Aesthetically, they're beautiful. They come in all sorts of colors, all sorts of designs, and they can really make your house stand out. But they are costly. Probably, I would say, 2 to 3 times the cost of an asphalt shingle roof.
But they'll last 30 years, you say, or more?
They'll last 50 years. They'll last 75 years. They can last even longer than that.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, so reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to spruce up your deck for the summer ahead with a fresh coat of stain? We're going to walk you through the essential steps in today's DIY deck do-over, presented by Wagner Control Pro High-Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers, next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in the shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Avatron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Avatron.com. That's Avatron.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit you throw money into for home improvements and repairs, we get it and we can help. Call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we've got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener today. It is the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun, along with all the staples you need for quite a while. So, Leslie, my wife and her girlfriend were upholstering a new bench, and the staple gun that my wife's friend brought over just wasn't cutting. I said, I can fix that. And I got out my E21, and they were all very happy.
So you said, here is the best one. It's a fantastic staple gun. I mean, you can work on a project for like up to 3 hours with that battery life. And it's really fantastic because you can use it for crafting, woodworking, all kinds of upholstery projects. It's just a super great tool. And, I mean, for $50, it's going to last you a lifetime.
That Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun is going out to one listener drawing at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone, call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com.
Deb in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some trouble with an area of grass right in the middle of my yard. It's probably 20 by 20.
The yard or the problem area?
The problem area is probably 20 by 20.
Okay, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and the lawn is pretty big, and it grows really good all the way around this area. And it'll grow maybe, you know, an inch or two, and then it kind of heads out. And never really gets green. We put extra water on it, and we fertilize it and aerate it just like the rest of the lawn, but it just doesn't look good, and seems funny that this would be just in one area.
Well, it could be, you know, that area, for whatever reason, has a different pH balance than the other parts of your lawn itself, and therefore that the seed that you're using is reacting differently to the soil than the other areas. So you might want to take a couple of soil samples from the problem area and have those tested. Sometimes the home centers sell little kits. Sometimes you might have to contact your local building department to find out who you can do that with, but you can have a soil test done pretty easily and inexpensively. And once you know exactly what's going on with the soil in this area, I mean, that could be, you know, enlightening to have this information, because you could be using the wrong seed. You could be using the wrong fertilizer. That will tell you exactly what type of fertilizer, when, how to water it. That's really the key here, and that should clear up a lot of this problem.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll sure give it a try.
Deb, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, deck season is finally here, and if you're ready to clean and restain your deck so it's good to go for the summer ahead, we're going to walk you through the essential steps right now in today's DIY deck do-over presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers.
Well, even the best-built decks can't escape the elements, but a good finish can definitely help keep Mother Nature from ruining the deck surface. So first off, a deck finish really needs to do three things. It's got to repel water, it's got to preserve the wood, and it has to screen out those damaging UV rays. Now, there are two types of deck finishes you need to know about, sealers and stains. Now, both are formulated to seal out the elements, as the name implies. Clear sealers, though, are non-pigmented finishes, and stains are available with a little pigmentation, semi-transparent, or in solid colors. And unlike paints, which form a surface film, they're clear and pigmented finishes that penetrate the wood and can definitely stand up to foot traffic. So the next question is, what should you use, oil or water-based finishes? And the one you choose depends on priorities. Oil-based finishes always provide more and longer-lasting protection because they penetrate deeper, but the water-based products are certainly easier to clean up than oil-based. I don't think they're so much easier that it makes it worth using them. I would always prefer oil, but it's definitely a consideration. And they're also more forgiving in damp conditions. Those water-based finishes will work with a very damp condition where the oil definitely will not.
Well, then how do you decide between clear or color? So clear deck finishes are super popular right now because they allow the natural grain of that wood to show through, but that's not as good as blocking those UV rays as something that has color in it. Now, the best UV protection does come from a combination of chemical inhibitors and the color pigments. Now, lightly pigmented or semi-transparent finishes will add some color to the deck while allowing some of the grain to show through, but they also will form an effective UV barrier. But the more pigment that your finish has, the better it is at blocking those UV rays. Now, solid color finishes will offer you the most UV protection. Unfortunately, most aren't formulated for foot traffic. Now, if you want a solid color, you want to look for products that are made expressly for deck surfaces.
Now, with new decks, we often get the question as to whether or not we should stain them right away or you should wait. But if you leave the wood unprotected, you're going to lower the interior moisture content and allow the pores to be open to accept more stain or sealer. So it unfortunately contributes to weathering. Instead, we suggest that you do apply a finish on the newly built or newly cleaned deck within a few weeks and then apply a second coat the following year, and you certainly won't have to repeat it the year after that. You should be good to go for a good 4 or 5 years.
And that's today's deck do-over tip presented by Wagner Control Pro High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayers. These sprayers produce up to 55% less overspray, making it easy for homeowners to transform big projects like home exteriors, decks, fencing, and more. The Wagner Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement, Menards, and Amazon. And you can learn more at WagnerSprayTech.com.
That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Donna in New York is on the line and is having an issue cleaning some showers. What's going on, Donna?
Well, I work at a fitness facility, and boy, do I have a problem with one out of four of the shower stalls there. That one, of course, is in the men's room. Oh, my God, it's so gross. It constantly cakes up this slimy, brown, gross, moldy, I don't even know what this gunk is, on the walls. And I have tried everything. I use bleach, the bathroom cleaners, antibacterial scrub brush. I'm at my wit's end. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, it's just getting away from you. Well, first of all, and I know this is out of your control, but the more humidity that builds up in that space, the worse this will continue to get. So if they don't have good ventilation, they get dirtier and dirtier because it supports the growth of mold, mildew, algae, and moss. But one product that I've had great success with is called ZEP, Z-E-P. It's a shower tub and tile cleaner. It's a commercial cleaner. It's not expensive. It's about like $7 a jug at like Home Depot. And when you spray it on, it foams up and does a really good job of cutting out that nasty combination of soap scum and then everything that grows in the soap scum, because the soap scum is like a food to a lot of those materials. And that's why it just gets so nasty. So I would try the ZEP, Z-E-P, and see how you like that.
Oh, my God. I am so glad I got through.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Richard in Florida is on the line with a question about a driveway. What's going on?
Well, I had a golf cart parked in the driveway, and it must have been leaking something. I've got a rust stain, and it looks like some oil stains, and it's a brand-new driveway. I was wondering if there's anything I can use to remove those stains.
Well, it's a brand new driveway with a brand new stain. That's terrible.
That's funny.
That always happens. You start off with something brand new, and then it just gets ruined. Right,
yeah, and the first one hurts the worst, too. It's like the first dent you get in a new car.
Oh,
know?
That's terrible. Exactly. You know what you could try is something called trisodium phosphate. Goes by TSP.
Okay.
You'll find it mostly in like the painting aisle at home centers. And it's a powder and you can mix it into a paste, you know, and I would sort of put that onto the oil stain and the rust stain and let it sit there as a thicker paste. And then as it seems to start to be drying up a little bit, you can take a brush and, you know, kind of scrub it just gently to see. And that should pull everything out, the rust and the oil. I mean, that oil is probably going to have to be done a couple of times.
Okay.
Just because it is so porous and the oil does just want to get into every nook and cranny. But that should do the trick.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Hey, if you love to take your cooking outside, you're going to be amazed at the latest trends in outdoor cooking. We're going to highlight smokers, wood fire, pizza ovens, cast iron cookery, and outdoor rotisseries. I mean, all of these are going to kick up your outdoor cooking game, and it's presented to you by RiverbendHome.com when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Ceramic floor, and I'm having a hard time getting some of the, I think, what is it, glue and part of the back of the carpeting. It's still on the floor. Not a lot, but I want to get it up. It's mainly around the edges. And I thought maybe you had a way of doing that that would, you know, take less elbow grease, I guess.
All right, so Laura, and you're trying to get rid of this adhesive from the carpet that was over ceramic tile, which is so crazy, but at least you've got a nice smooth surface that you can work with to try to remove the adhesive. Now, you know, some of the things that you could work with are citrus-based, and there's one called Citrus King Mastic Remover, and there's actually a website you can go to, citrusdepot.net. And if you go to that website, you can buy a trial container. I want to say it's like $10 for a pint. So you can just try it out and see if that'll do the trick. And that's worth it. And that's a good product to use. That's not going to be, you know, stinky, and it'll be good to work with. I'd say give that a try and see how that works with the adhesive that's from your carpet.
That sounds great. I'll definitely give it a try.
Well, if you guys love to take your cooking outside this summer, there are more options than ever before to help you expand your outdoor kitchen beyond just that backyard grill. Now, according to the experts at RiverbendHome.com, wood-fired pizza ovens, smokers, cast iron cookery, and outdoor rotisseries are more popular than ever and can definitely help you kick up your outdoor cooking and entertaining.
Well, first, let's talk about outdoor pizza ovens, because these have become super popular lately. Now, you can power these by gas or wood and produce the high temperatures and quick cooking times that are required for that super delicious crispy crust and, dare I say, melted to perfection cheese, along with that slightly charred flavor. Mm. Can you tell I'm hungry and that I super love a wood-fired pizza?
Absolutely.
Those outdoor pizza ovens, I mean, they're available in compact models, portable models, or even as DIY kits for building larger stationary units. In fact, on riverbedhome.com, you can find several from WPPO that you can build in about 5 hours, and they're going to set you up for years of delicious pizza making. Now, next, besides your basic gas or charcoal grill, a great tool to have in your backyard barbecue arsenal is a smoker. My brother-in-law, Chris, he smokes everything. I swear every time we see him, he's like, here's a bag of jerky, here's a brisket, here's, and I'm like, it's amazing. And it takes hours and hours, but boy, is it delicious. I mean, you get a slow temp, you cook it for a long time, and you're going to end up with something that's really tender and juicy, and it has that signature smoky flavor. And some of these models can also be used as a conventional grill, so it kind of gives you the benefits of having a grill and a smoker in one appliance.
Now, here's a trend that really surprised me. Cast iron cookware is rising in popularity, but not necessarily over an occasional open campfire. The outdoor chefs of today are discovering that cast iron pots and pans are a great choice for cooking on grills or in outdoor ovens. You can use Dutch ovens to create casseroles or roast vegetables or make stews or soups. And the skillets and griddles, they let you cook fish and bacon and breakfast foods like eggs and pancakes for a nice Sunday brunch on the patio. And finally, if you guys like the grilled meats that you typically find at a Brazilian steakhouse, you can use a gas rotisserie grill and serve guests Rodizio style by carving the meat off the skewers and serving it directly onto their plates.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds super yummy, you guys. And that's today's outdoor living tip presented by RiverbendHome.com. With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis right at RiverbendHome.com. And now through May 31st, you can save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15 at RiverbendHome.com. Now we've got Ken from North Dakota on the line with a question about roofing. What can we do for you today?
So I have a 20-year-old house that I reshingled recently and took out the power vent and put in, when we finished the roof, of course, then I put in the continuous ridge vent.
Yep.
And when the power vent was in there, the soffits were all full up with insulation, and then there was just every fifth rafter, they had the four-foot baffle to allow air in.
Yes.
So now my question is with the continuous ridge vent, do I need to open up the soffits so that there's more ventilation in there?
Yeah, well, first of all, removing that power vent was a really smart thing. I'm not sure if you realize this, but removing it basically is going to make your whole home more efficient, because those power attic ventilators, what happens is in the summertime when they kick on, they're so powerful that they take air not only out of the attic, but they'll reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies and spaces around wiring and plumbing and such, and it will pull out all the air-conditioned air or some portion of it, which means you have to replace it and cost you more to cool. So that part was good. Ridge vent was good. To your question about the soffits, yes, you would be better off having those soffits be completely open as opposed to every few feet. You know, when you had the power ventilator, you were able to get away with it, but a continuous ridge and soffit vents is the best way to go. They work together to flush out warm air in the summer and cool, moist air in the winter, which can make your insulation inefficient.
Correct. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Do you need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Well, butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your yard means that you're going to have an army of pollinators working super hard right in your garden. We're going to share the top five flowers that will encourage them to make your home their home next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Avatron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Avatron.com. That's Avatron.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit riverbendhome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that is a quick fix or a big project you need to get done, we will do our best to help you save time, money, and hassles.
Hey, if you enjoy woodworking, crafting, or even DIY projects, heck, if you like making things, have we got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener?
Yep, we've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with all the staples you'll need for quite a while. It's compact, easy to use, fires 30 staples and nails per minute. It's got a super long battery life of up to 3 hours, and it's great for crafting and woodworking and lots of other projects in and around the house. It's worth $50, but going out to one caller drawn at random.
So make that you. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT for your chance to win, and of course, help with whatever project you're working on. Carolyn, Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a new porch that we put on the back of our house, and we use untreated lumber, and we put a transparent stain on it. Now, we have two other porches on two different other buildings, and they did not get stained or anything. They were treated wood, and now they're kind of weathered looking. You know how they turn. So now we're wondering, if we pressure washed them, could we put the transparent stain on them?
You could, but I wouldn't recommend it. And here's why. Because the transparent stain doesn't have any pigment in it. And so it doesn't really do a good job of keeping the UV away from the wood. It's not, you can't, the natural color of the wood is unfortunately impossible to maintain. What I would recommend is that you do clean those surfaces to make sure they're ready for new stain. Let them dry thoroughly, and then add either a semi-transparent or a solid color stain to that porch surface. You'll still be able to see the grain of the wood underneath, but it'll be well protected.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Carol. Good luck on that farm. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, butterflies are one of the best parts of the spring and summer, and attracting them to your yard means that you're going to have an army of pollinators working very hard right at your home. Now, for butterflies, nectar is food, so if you plant the right flowers in flowering bushes, butterflies are going to gladly stop by to feed. Now, these five flowers can help you. Now, first, the butterfly bush, I mean, come on, the name says it all right there. It is by far the best choice when it comes to having a butterfly garden at home, and the plant itself is also called summer lilac, and it's really gorgeous.
Now, the butterfly flower, or butterfly weed, is another must-have for you butterfly lovers out there. I like that this plant does double duty. It not only supplies nectar for the adult butterflies, but it's a host plant for caterpillars. And get this, the butterfly weed helps keep species like the monarch butterfly thriving because the plant contains a toxic substance that makes the caterpillars taste nasty to predators. How smart is that? And the hummingbirds love that butterfly weed as well. Now, next, the coneflower is third on our list of plants butterflies love. The coneflowers are easy to grow. They're drought-resistant. They're good in cold temperatures. They're going to grow pretty much just about anywhere. And the large flowers are going to bloom over a long period of time, which is nice. You're going to have them through several seasons, and they're really a must for any serious butterfly gardener because they're just going to stick around and do their job well into the fall.
All right, now here's another good one. It's the aster family, and that's going to include a lot of different varieties. They're all beautiful. They come in a variety of blue and purple tones, really lovely. And the nice thing about this butterfly-attracting plant is that it's going to bloom late summer and fall, so that means you're going to attract butterflies for a longer period of time in your garden. And lastly, salvia. It's really another must-have for anybody who wants to attract butterflies. hummingbirds, honeybees. This is just a great one to plant. Now, the salvia plant produces rich nectar even in drought conditions, which is needed as a food source in extremely dry weather. Red is a favorite if you want to try to attract hummingbirds, too. They're easy to grow, and they add some nice bright color to any garden.
So to sum it up, your butterfly garden, it ought to have the butterfly bush, the butterfly weed, the butterfly flower, the coneflower, anything from the aster family, and salvia. And you will be good to go. You will have so many butterflies, it will be amazing to watch them go to work on your garden.
Doug in Rhode Island's on the line and has a question about a water heater. What can we do for you?
I'm considering changing the anode rod in my water heater because I'm told that it's necessary to change. Now, it's a 12-year heater, a water heater. So is this something I definitely need to do?
Are you having any issues with odor in the hot water? Does it smell like sulfur or rotten eggs?
No.
Then I say no, don't do it. It's really hard to do this project because sometimes the anode rods get really locked in. The bolt on top that you have to take out to get to them and pull it out gets really corrosive. So it's a hard project to do. You may damage the water heater in the process. It's already made it to 12 years. So, I mean, you're not going to expect to have a lot more years out of it anyway. And I wouldn't recommend putting any money into a 12-year-old water heater.
Yeah, I was reading something where it is a little difficult to get it out.
Yeah, it is. That's why I say, you know, when the water heater starts getting up in age, it's probably not worth it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
888 Money Pit presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, we're going to answer a question from an architect who says he loves to listen to the Money Pit while drafting and thinks we can help him solve a very stinky situation. That's all coming up next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440.
800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Brad writes, I am a young commercial architect and I love the podcast. I listen to every episode while I'm drafting. On podcast episode 2095, it's very specific, a caller asked about cast iron piping and Tom mentioned a relining process to smooth the inside of the pipe. Now my house was built in 2004 and the plumbing in the house is PVC, but the vertical stack is cast iron. In the 3 years we have lived in the home, we've had a plumber come snake out the pipe 4 times due to the flushable wipes from our potty training toddlers who just love to flush them down the toilet when we're not looking. I'd love to find a better solution and I'm wondering if lining the cast iron pipe would be an option.
I think maybe trying to survive the potty training would be the better option here.
Yeah, first step, potty train.
So, first of all, thanks for listening, and I'm glad that we help you get through all of that drafting. But lining the vertical cast iron pipe, not the solution. I mean, this process is done to repair broken pipes, and especially those that run underground, without having to dig them up. And it's particularly useful when the pipe runs under a driveway, a pool, or other structure that would be really costly to disturb to fix the busted pipe. Now, aside from just waiting this out until the potty training passes, the other option would be to replace the cast iron with PVC. But I guess you're going to have to weigh the cost of paying the plumber for taking out that pipe against the cost of replacing the vertical stacks. And frankly, I think I would just try and step up the enforcement and wait it out, as I suspect this won't last long enough for the replacement to be cost effective. Leslie, you've been through this more recently than I have. What about a reward for no flushing the wipes down the potty? Would that work?
Oh my gosh, please, you're just bribing them to go in the potty. So what are you going to do? You're going to be like, I'll give you an M&M if you pee in the potty, and then I'll give you a sticker if you don't flush the wipe. I mean, you're going to end up with these charts everywhere and stickers and candy. It's not easy.
Yeah, maybe you should just pay the plumber.
Good luck with all of that. All right, now Reggie asks, I recently purchased a home where part of the roof is not sloped enough for shingles. My home inspector said that portion was roll-on roofing and was in good shape. However, he advised me that the roll-on portion would only have a life of 5 to 7 years and would need to be redone. When it's time to redo, are there other roofing materials to consider that have more longevity?
Yeah, your inspector is correct. You know, there's a lot of factors that impact the life of roofing, but roll-on low-slope roofing is definitely one that doesn't have a very long duration. It has to be used whenever the slope of the roof is less than about 3 over 12. I think the best option would be a type of roof called EPDM, which we commonly refer to as rubber roofing. It's flexible, it handles hot and cold weather cycles, and it can definitely last for decades.
Yeah, Reggie, it's all about finding the right product for the right job.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, wrapping up our 2100th episode. Thank you so much for being a part of the history of this program. We're so proud to have been able to help you guys with your projects for all these years, and we are still going strong. So if you've got questions, remember you can reach us through our website at moneypit.com or by calling our toll-free number at 888-MONEYPIT anytime of the day or night. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. New COVID-19 cases plummet to the lowest level since last June.
The decrease in new coronavirus cases is sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the seven-day average has dropped below 30,000 cases per day.
The last time the seven-day average of cases per day was this low was June 18th.
The average number of deaths over the last 7 days has also dropped to 552, a rate not seen since July. Health experts credit the rollout of vaccines for the dramatic turnaround. The CDC says more than 60% of people over 18 have received at least one shot, and almost half are fully vaccinated, though they note that's not enough to completely extinguish the virus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Bloody night in downtown Minneapolis. Police say an argument between two people turned into gunshots fired. Two people shot dead. Eight others wounded. No arrests made. President Biden is hopeful that this week's ceasefire between Israel and Hamas can lead to a more sustained peace in the region.
After Israel and Hamas agreed to a truce following their 11-day war, the president vowed to continue his administration's diplomacy. He said the goal is safety and security for both the Israelis and Palestinians.
I believe we have a genuine opportunity to make progress, and I'm committed to working for it.
Throughout the recent hostilities, Mr. Biden backed Israel's right to defend itself, a position that angered many Democrats in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president says he's going to financially help Palestinians whose homes were destroyed, with the caveat that Hamas isn't going to get the funds they need to get a chance to rebuild their weapons systems. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
It was a slimmed-down affair at last night's Kennedy Center Honors, but it did not keep the stars from shining bright.
The honorees included legendary performer Dick Van Dyke, country music star Garth Brooks, dancer Debbie Allen, singer Joan Baez, and violinist Midori. They were honored at a ceremony delayed from December of 2020. All of the honorees called the Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award a unique honor, even for an accomplished artist. Jason Walker reporting.
A global health summit closed yesterday with pledges by pharmaceutical companies to deliver more than 1.3 billion doses of vaccines to low- and middle-income countries this year. Italian Premier Mario Draghi, host of the Rome summit that brought together the Group of 20 and the European Union's executive arm, called the contributions by private companies significant and staggering. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Pedestrian deaths in 2020 increased by 21% from 2019.
That's the largest annual increase since such data collection began in the mid-1970s. The figure is particularly striking because there were fewer drivers on the road for much of 2020 as Americans hunkered down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Richard Retting, a safety researcher contracted to do the data analysis, says the new data is kind of mind-boggling. The projected number of walkers who were hit and killed by drivers in 2020 is 6,700, a nearly 5% increase from the previous year. Patrick Foss reporting.
Scientists at the Advanced Test Nuclear Reactor at the Idaho National Laboratory are removing a 62,000-pound stainless steel lid on one of the reactors for an overhaul. The reactor's experiments helped the U.S. Navy's nuclear-powered warfleet stay at sea longer. More in these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Avertron Restoration Products, the Angie App, LL Flooring, Pavestone, Schluter, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So if you got a decor dilemma, you got a repair you got to make, you want to take on some outdoor work, maybe you want to spruce up the deck for the season, maybe you want to take the next step on gardening, whatever is on your to-do list, slide it over to ours and call us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. And on today's episode, if you'd love to have a backyard pool but you just can't afford it, maybe you don't have the time to care for it, or you're just short of backyard space, we have two words for you, spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And also ahead, ceramic tile showers are usually thought of as waterproof, but the truth is that unless the waterproofing under the tile is correctly installed, that shower can develop slow leaks, and that can go on for years and years and cause thousands of dollars of damage when you finally discover it. So we're going to review the best way to build a shower so it never leaks.
And if your home has concrete floors, you might think that installing full-thickness hardwood flooring is just not possible because the moisture from the concrete would cause the flooring to warp. We're going to feature a solution that eliminates that possibility and dramatically cuts install time at the same time, presented by LL Flooring just ahead.
From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement question. You're going to get that answer. Plus, you might even win a great tool from Arrow Fastener.
And that's right. We've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun along with staples worth $50 going out to one listener drawn at random. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We just put a new furnace into our home, and instead of the pipe going into the chimney, the brick chimney goes way up through all the levels of the house. It goes out the side of the house, and right beside it is the water heater. And I was wondering if the furnace exhaust can be directed out the side of the house. A water heater as well?
Yeah, it depends on the efficiency. So when you put a more efficient HVAC system in, the temperature of the exhaust gases are such that it can be direct vented. That's called direct venting, where you turn the vent right through the side of the house and let it out that way. If you were to try to put that in the chimney, those gases wouldn't really make it out because the chimney would be so cold, there'd be a lot of condensation, and it could even reverse the draft. And now that you've taken the furnace out of the chimney, so the only thing that's left in the chimney is the water heater, you may potentially very well still have that problem now. And I would hope that the HVAC contractor that did the furnace install made sure that that was not the case, because if you get very cold chimneys, the amount of flame that's coming off a water heater is not enough to warm them up. So you can get a lot of condensation where that draft will reverse, and that could push the combustion gases back in the house. If you want to run the vent for the water heater outside, you're going to have to replace the water heater with one that's more efficient and what's called direct vent. It has sort of like a blower motor on top that pulls the gases out. So technically you can do that. It's just a different type of equipment.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors to their money pit. Tell us what's going on.
I have a couple of feral cats that are running around in my backyard. I have a bird bath, and the cats stalk the bird bath, and when the birds come in to take a drink and a splash, they jump up and they kill the bird. And what I've done is I've poured the water out of the bird bath to keep the birds away, but how do I get rid of the cats?
I mean, there's a lot of initiatives around the country with organizations that will help deal with the feral cat issue. Many of them run what's called a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. So the idea is that they trap the cats humanely, like with a have-a-heart trap or something like that. They neuter them, then they return them to the environment, but hopefully not in your neighborhood where they're used to finding that source of food. And so I would turn to an organization like that that can help you trap the cats and get them off of your property. And if they have the added support that they could neuter the cats, then that helps the overall community from stopping these cats from reproducing.
And you know what else? We had an issue years ago when there's a person on our block who, you know, feeds every cat in town and has about like 30 cats and kittens just living in their backyard. And the neighbor next door was doing a ton of work. There was a dumpster with like food scraps and stuff in it. And so all the cats kind of just meandered into my yard. And I had called the village because, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind the cats being there, but they were killing like a possum. And now all of a sudden I had to clean up a dead possum and birds. And, you know, I really don't want to be doing that. So I called the village, and the village referred me to the town. So long story short, I made a bunch of calls to finally get to someone in the county who told me that where I live, feral cats have the same rights as squirrels, which means you can do nothing about them. But if you do find a local cat rescue, they might be willing to come and help you, you know, take the cats, find them, you know, a place to be adopted by. And, you know, maybe if you find a place that you feel comfortable with, you know, a donation might not hurt in helping them to get the cats off your property. So you never know. I might, you know, make a call to your town or your village and see where that goes, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading to Georgia, where Tamara's on the line with a rust problem. What's going on at your money pit?
I was having some work done inside my house. I was actually having a banister put in with metal rails.
Okay.
So they were cutting up the rails outside on my pavers, on my walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see anything. And then winter came and went, and we were left with a very bad rust stain on the pavers. And we don't know if we should use a pressure washer or a chemical something to take it off.
Well, you definitely do not want to use a pressure washer because that's going to destroy the pavers. What you want to do is use some sort of a chemical product or a natural acid to take it off. So you can start with the easy stuff. Most rust removers have some sort of acid in it. So you can start by pouring lemon juice on the rusted surface, let that sit, kind of work it in with a nylon brush or a wire brush. In addition to lemon juice, you could try natural vinegar. That works as well. But if those two don't work, then I would use a product like Iron Out. Have you seen Iron Out? Many people use it in the laundry to take iron stains out of clothing. doing, but that works really well as well.
Okay, I'll try that. How about like CLR?
Yeah, I mean, that would be worth a shot. I think you're in the right department here, or you could use TSP, trisodium phosphate, and you mix that up into sort of a thick soapy solution and apply it to the rusted out areas, the rust stained areas, and let it sit for a while and then rinse it off.
Terrific. Thank you so very much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
888 Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Spool pools combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature. We're going to explain how to know if this is a good fit for your backyard when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Dice Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And here's a fun fact, Leslie. In the entire Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Apple Podcast reports that last week's episode ranked number 2 in the home and garden category. So no matter where you live, inside or outside of this country, we are here to help you create your best home ever, whether that's a quick fix or a big project. We're going to try and save you time, money, and hassles. You can get the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Steve in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cabin way out in the woods, small cabin out in the woods, and years ago I built a bathroom on, and I put in a, I believe it is a iron base, but a porcelain coated tub, and I don't use it that often, but it has developed this very light blue staining all around the drain and has, you know, it's seeded out. I've used bleach, I've, you know, different cleaners, and I'm wondering, is there a painted surface or what is going on with that, if you might know?
It's probably minerals from the water. Are you on a well by any chance?
It is, in fact, yes. It is way out in the woods.
You may be getting some mineral salts from the water, probably hard water, that are just evaporating and staying behind and then reacting with the drain metal material to kind of form that. I've seen that before. It's almost fluorescent.
Yeah, in older houses that I've been in, I've noticed that you'll sometimes see that.
Yeah, the best thing to use is CLR, calcium lime rust remover. That product is pretty effective at making the minerals go away, but you might find that if it's worn the surface off of the drain and that sort of thing, that it just doesn't clean very well anymore.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Ellen, by the way, I wish y'all would just every other show play the trailer music and just let it play. I love that.
well, thank you very much.
I really do. Living a money pit. The music is great.
All right, Steve. Glad you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee who's dealing with a flooring situation. What happened?
Well, my husband and I were, we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. You can't really see it, but you can feel it, like when you're walking over it with like socks on, it kind of snags. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do, like a DIY project, or you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Well, if the floor is swollen, it's kind of a one-way street, and you're not going to be able to kind of get the toothpaste back in the tube. At this point, if you want to try to make it flat and smooth again, you do have to sand it out. Now, it might not be as terrible as a project as you think. You may not have to do the entire floor. You might just be able to do a repair of that particular area. Do you happen to have the stain and the finish that was used on that floor?
I don't. And actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever. So I'm kind of really worried.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't.
Do you have any area of the floor that's less noticeable, like in a closet or a pantry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, here's a solution for you. A good carpenter can do this. You can basically cut out some of the floor that's in the lesser visible area, cut out enough of it to be able to use to repair the area in your kitchen. Then you could cut out the bad boards, throw those away, and then insert the boards that you salvaged from the closet area. And then go ahead and repair that closet area with whatever is handy or whatever new you can purchase and stain it to get as close as you can. And because it's inside the closet, no one will probably ever know be the wiser for it. Yet you'll have some boards that match exactly the damaged boards in the kitchen in order to repair that spot. How about that?
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than resanding everything. So.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you'd love to have a backyard pool, but you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or you're just short of backyard space, we've got two words for you, Spool Pool. It's basically a small swimming pool design that's perfect in so many ways because it is bigger than a spa or hot tub, but smaller than a traditional in-ground swimming pool, and it fits well if you only have a very limited space outdoors or even as an indoor pool.
Now, spools, they can be anywhere from about 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide, so that really is plenty of room for you to stretch out or even just cool off on a hot summer day. Now, spools are also going to give you the option to add features, like special features, you know, like high-powered jets. That's going to help you have that luxurious spa feeling that hot tubs are known for. Or you can simply switch back to a cool soaking pool for those blistering hot summer days. It's easy to switch back and forth, too, and with less water, they're going to heat up and cool down very quickly. Now, the main reason that spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they work well in those small spaces. That means if you've got a small backyard, you might still even be able to have a pool, albeit using a small swimming pool design. I mean, you're probably not going to train for the Olympics in that small pool, but at least you can swim shorter laps, you know, for some exercise still, and have some built-in jets or even an underwater treadmill. I mean, this is really an awesome idea.
And spools may be smaller than a traditional swimming pool, but that doesn't always mean the cost to install one is less. Because despite their smaller size, you got to remember that many of the same costs of building an in-ground swimming pool do apply. You need the same kind of equipment and the same kind of work, but that's why, I mean, I think it's kind of like bathrooms. You think, oh, it's a small bathroom. What can it cost? Well, there's a lot of work that goes into a small bathroom, and there's a lot of work that goes into a small spool as well. So no doubt, though, they are a great option to consider for the right space. If you'd like to get more insights on spool pools, we've got a great post on this, one of the most popular on our site at moneypit.com. Just search that topic, spool pool, and it'll pop right up.
Barbara from Rhode Island is on the line. Barbara, you got some funny noises going on with the toilet. What's going on?
I have a half bathroom in my upstairs. It consists of the toilet and a small sink. And for the last few months, when we flush the toilet, we get like a bubble sound, and it will flush, but it doesn't take like the paper with it. We looked in the tank, and it is right up to the level of the water. The chain is right where the flap opens up, and then it will close, and it will fill. So it's kind of like we have to flush it twice in order to actually get the paper to go down.
So the fact that you get this this gurgle, to me, sounds like the venting is obstructed. That's where the air gets back into the system. And there's a vertical pipe that goes from the back of the plumbing connection up through the roof. And when it's starving for air, you get that type of a gulp that happens. So it could be that there's a partial obstruction somewhere in that drain line itself. Have you tried to clear the toilet to make sure that nothing was in there?
Yes, my husband did take a plunger, and he used it, and it didn't seem to help.
Barbara, it's good that he tried the plunger, but that may not actually work if it's obstructed. It can happen. It can work if it's sort of a larger mass, but if it's something that got in there, like something that was dropped in the toilet or something that's worked its way in there from another drain, what you might want to do is try using something called a toilet auger. Now, a toilet auger is kind of like a 2-foot-long toilet snake. And what it does, it actually gets into that trap part of the toilet, which is usually where most of the obstructions are. And it's a very inexpensive tool, and you could buy one, you know, at a home center, I'm sure, for probably $10 or $20. And if you use the toilet auger, you're definitely going to clean out that entire bowl and the trap that's attached to it, because the trap is just that. It's a narrow portion where the waste has to flow up and over in order to drain out. And if you get waste that builds up there, then that's not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So we'll try that. And if that doesn't work, you mentioned about the pipe coming out the roof.
Yeah, the vent. If that doesn't work, I would reach out to a plumber at that point or a drain cleaning service, because you've basically done as much as you possibly can do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully the auger will solve the problem.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Do you have a home improvement question? Do you have a remodeling project? Do you have a decor dilemma? Reach out to us, and we will help you out. The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, if you think ceramic tile is waterproof, you might be surprised to learn that it's not. We're going to share what you need to do to make sure bathroom tile walls and floors won't leak ever when the Money Pit returns.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It takes skill and the right products to form a system that can stand up to years and years of constant moisture. So with us to talk about that is Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter Systems. Welcome, Andrew.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Andy, I think a lot of people are surprised when they find out that they've got a shower leak. I know in the years I spent as a home inspector, I used to test shower pans all the time, and I did it very carefully because I knew that if I didn't watch it, I could cause even a bigger problem than they had. But I used to block the drain, you know, with a washcloth or one of those sort of rubber jar openers and fill that shower pan up, not a lot, but, you know, 3 or 4 inches of water, and then quickly go downstairs, whatever was under that, and make sure it wasn't coming through the ceiling. And I'm telling you, probably one out of every five had a problem where it was leaking, and people just didn't know it. And when they got the shower pan out, they found a lot of structural damage. This is the kind of thing that doesn't always show itself in dramatic fashion like an overflowing tub. Sometimes it just happens very slowly, and by the time you find out about it, you've got some really costly repairs ahead.
That is exactly true. A lot of time it doesn't really show itself for years and years after the initial leak. And in many cases, as you said, only a certain percentage of them actually were dripping water. What we find in many cases is such a slow leak that it never shows up as dripping water. It's just doing damage under the cover of the drywall and the flooring that's on the floor, and you have no idea that it's actually going on until, like you said, it's incurred quite a bit of damage already that's going to take considerable amount of time and effort and money to get replaced.
Well, and Andrew, it's interesting because as all that water gets in there and sort of just stays, you're going to get mold growth, which can create a whole host of different problems.
That's right. So, you know, at Schluter Systems, we just don't talk about a failed shower in regards to actually dripping water, water running out from the enclosure. It could be what you just said, which is mold and mildew, which could be very detrimental to health of the occupants and so forth. So that's why we spend a lot of time educating the consumer and the actual installer on moisture management, both in its liquid and vapor form. Because in many cases, we're seeing vapor drive into the wall cavity, accumulate quicker than it can dissipate, which lends to, you know, excess moisture content, and then you have your mold for that reason, too. That's why our systems are sealed up systems that go just below the tile layer. And in that case, you actually can manage the moisture up at the surface of the tile assembly, if you will, instead of down below underneath the tile, the mortar, and all of these other materials that will hold water.
Now, there's a number of ways over the years that folks have constructed shower areas. Your system is unique that it really starts with a membrane, correct? So could you kind of walk us through how it kind of comes together? And I know that you've evolved this now to the point where it's even available in a kit form. But talk to us about sort of the layers just in general and how this system is built up so it properly does manage not only the water but the water vapor.
Okay, yeah, it does start with what's called a load-bearing surface waterproofing membrane called KERDI, K-E-R-D-I. And Curdy's been out on the market for almost 30 years now, been around for quite some time in the U.S. But the key ingredient that was missing was a drain. The part where you actually, as a consumer, watch the water go down the drain, there's a mechanism there underneath the tile that you don't see, which actually bonds the waterproofing to that drain. Mr. Schluter made that very simple by bringing that drain up on top of any of the material except for the tile, up there where the surface waterproofing is going to be, the Curdy. So, yeah, so now you have a kit form. You have a system that actually manages moisture in both liquid and vapor form up at the surface. So, yeah, Curdy came first. And then we revolutionized the tile industry and even the plumbing industry by bringing out the first integrated bonding flange, which is just that. It allows the surface waterproofing to be bonded to the drain assembly up at the surface also, and then the tile is bonded directly to the membrane. So it makes it for a very quick and easy way to prep a shower for tile, and in the long run, it does seal the whole system up and then protects any moisture-sensitive building materials from ever getting any water or moisture on them.
I mean, that's interesting, Andrew, because it really sort of emphasizes the importance of using an entire system rather than sort of piecemealing things with a variety of components.
That's exactly right. There has been an era where we were piecing together from this manufacturer and that manufacturer and trying to make a system work the way it was designed, and it was difficult to do that when you don't have one goal in mind. It's like somebody pushing on a piano to get it in a room and someone else is pulling it, and they don't know that they were working in the opposite direction. So, yeah, you have to have something that's fully integrated. That's what we're looking for, where all the pieces are designed to work in conjunction with each other. That is exactly right. That's an important thing to look for.
Now, the Curdy system that you mentioned, that's available individually, the components individually, but it's also available as a kit. So if I had, you know, a 3x4 shower, for example, or a variety of your other kit sizes, I could purchase everything I needed sort of at once, and this way I know I'm getting all the parts, again, designed to fit together?
That's right. We call that shower in a box. You just need your tile and your thin set to put the thing together. So, yeah, you could get a tray that also is very high density, so it can support any kind of load on it. It already slopes down towards the drain, and the drain's placed in a certain spot in the tray, depending on what you bought. And the waterproofing's already on that tray. We have a curb that's ready to be installed that's all waterproof and is never going to be vulnerable to any moisture. You get the membrane in the kit. You get any of the banding, the seal up around the mixer valve, around the shower head. It all comes in the box.
Doesn't get any easier than that. Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter Systems, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and educating us on what really makes a bathroom watertight.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, all right, guys. Do you love hardwood floors, but you fear that they just can't be installed over the concrete floor that your home was built with? Well, a new adhesive developed by Bostik both seals the concrete and adheres the flooring in one application. We're going to share that tech tip presented by LL Flooring next.
You live in a body pit.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Surfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you've got a project around the house like woodworking or crafting or DIY, even upholstery, we've got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener. We've got up for grabs the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with a whole bunch of staples to tackle a ton of projects. I promise it's going to last you a while. The best part about this electric staple gun is that it's small. It's got a nice compact design so that it goes into a lot of places that really can be challenging to get to. You can fire 30 staples or nails per minute, and it's got a battery life of up to 3 hours. So you can really tackle a large project or a bunch of small ones. It's really helpful for working in areas with limited power sources. Again, it's great for crafting, woodworking, a ton of DIY projects. It's worth $50, but it could be yours, so give us a call for your chance to win.
That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Ann on the Money Pit who's got a question about a porch. How can we help you today?
Our front porch, I guess, has settled, and there's a huge crack, and it goes completely through the whole slab of concrete. How would we go about economically fixing that, or is it possible without having to re-pour the whole thing? And it's like a slab on top of bricks, so you know there is a hollow spot underneath the slab.
Okay, so it's broken in two, and can you see through the crack into the sort of the void below?
You can't exactly see through, but it is a wide crack. It's wide enough to see. Not all the way through, though.
What you would do is, if it's wide enough where it's not going to hold a patching material, you would put something in there first called backer rod, which is like a foam rod, and it comes in different diameters. And that would sit just below the surface of the crack, maybe like a quarter to a half inch below the surface of the crack. And then you would repair that crack with a flowable caulk, like a flowable urethane. Or I know that QuickCrete has some patching materials that will also work. And that backer rod keeps that seal up towards the surface. Does that make sense? And doesn't fall down in. So it's only you got to put, you know, coat after coat after coat. And that flowable urethane will expand and contract with the concrete slab. So you don't have to tear it out and replace it. You just have to fix it correctly.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project, Ann. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, hardwood floors are an attractive addition to a home, but if you own one of the millions of homes constructed on a concrete slab, you might think that laying hardwood on top of those slabs could cause it to warp and then become ruined.
Yeah, and generally speaking, that's entirely possible because concrete holds a lot of moisture, and given the right conditions, that can definitely adversely impact any solid hardwood installed on top of it. Now, typically, the only way to prevent this involves a two-step process where the concrete floor is coated with an epoxy material first, left to dry, and then a separate adhesive is needed to adhere the hardwood to the concrete, which then took another full day to dry.
Well, now Bostik has developed a product that both seals the concrete slab and then adheres the flooring all in one step. It's called UltraGrip, and it's available at LL Flooring. Now, UltraGrip is going to provide a lifetime unlimited moisture vapor warranty, so there is no chance that that hardwood floor is going to warp. Plus, when you use UltraGrip, the floor can also be walked on during the installation, and then it's immediately ready for you to use once that install is complete. Cleanup is super easy, even after the product cures, and the adhesive is also designed to dampen sound. So, I mean, this is like a win-win product here.
It really is. UltraGrip by Bostik. If you use it, you could confidently cover cold concrete floors with warm, beautiful hardwood. UltraGrip high-performance adhesive is available at LL Flooring stores nationwide or order online at llflooring.com.
Scott in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I put in a wood deck. About a year ago, it's treated lumber, cedar, I think, and the lumber yard or the mill, they stamp it with like their stamp that tells the grade or the manufacturer, whatever it is. And I want to stain it with like a transparent stain, so I want to figure out how to get that off of there. I've tried power washing it, but that doesn't do any good.
No, you have to sand it. It's in the grain of the wood, so you'd have to sand it out. And you could do that without affecting it because the pressure treatment goes throughout the entire wood, but it'll be a slightly lighter color. But why are you going to go with clear? Why not use a semi-transparent or a solid color stain?
So it looks more weathered.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. I will tell you, the difference between semi-transparent and solid color is probably about 5 years of longevity. Because the solid color just lasts a lot longer because it's got more pigment in it.
Is that right? Okay. So a solid color will last 10 years?
I think so. I think that's fair. And by the way, you won't have to worry about that stain because it'll just go right on top of it.
Yep, okay. Too easy.
That's what we try to do, Scott. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY. But occasionally there actually is an easy solution.
What are you working on this weekend? Perhaps you're getting your outside ready for lots of summer fun. Well, whatever it is, give us a call to 888-MONEY PIT presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, don't be afraid to make the cut now. We'll explain next.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects that you need to do to create your best home ever.
Jaren is wondering whether window tinting makes sense for her home. Now, she says, my home has multiple large windows as well as a sliding glass door in the living and dining room. They let in a ton of natural light, and we love it. However, with that light comes added heat. We've heard window film claims to block the heat while allowing light through. Would this be a good option to make the seating areas more comfortable, but also let in as much natural light as possible?
You know, I think it would. I've got a little experience with this material, Jaren. I used it on my car once, the 3M window tinting materials that I'm talking about. And here's why. I first actually had the opportunity to do a tour of the 3M offices out in Minnesota and was introduced to this product. And I was amazed that in this very, very thin film, I understand there's many, many layers, like up to 50 or more layers in this film, and each one has a specific purpose, and the purposes are to cut out UV light and to also filter the damaging rays that can fade furniture and that sort of thing. In your case, I think that would be a perfect solution. And here's a sort of a misnomer about window film. It doesn't have to be dark. They have window film today that's clear, just as clear as the windows you have now, but also filters out those UV rays. So I think it's a really good solution for your situation, because you certainly want to enjoy all that light, but the heat that comes with it, not so much. So putting this window film up and do it professionally so it comes out right is also going to save you in terms of your cooling costs going into those hot summers.
All right, Jaren, that's going to help you out a lot to be more comfortable. Now, John writes, the only way I can get hot water through my kitchen faucet is to run the hot water only in the two bathrooms. Once they run hot water, I can then get hot water in my kitchen. This happens every morning and often later in the afternoon or evening. What in the world is going on?
So this is an easy one, John. What's going on is the distance between your water heater and your kitchen sink is probably pretty long. And that pipe, even though it's a hot water pipe, is filled with cold water. And that cold water in that hot water pipe has got to empty before the hot water shows up. Now, by you running the hot water in the bathrooms, you're kind of hurrying that along because you're creating two other taps where that cold water can wash itself out, followed by the hot water, and then which apparently is immediately behind in getting to the kitchen faucet. So the solution here is either to deal with it, or you could also install a recirculating system that will run a little bit of hot water through the lines all the time, and therefore you won't have to wait quite as long.
I think I like that option for John. What do you think, John?
Yeah, he'll waste a lot less water, too. Well, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, don't be afraid to make the cuts now. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, time to get the pruning shears out, huh?
I mean, for sure, because pruning your trees and shrubs really is one of the top outdoor tasks for the spring season. When you prune a tree or a shrub, it's going to encourage new growth and better air circulation. And it's also going to clear away those dead branches that can be a safety hazard. And spring really is a great time to prune those summer flowering plants. They're still dormant, and they've got their bare limbs exposed, so it's really easy for you to see that plant structure so you can refine and reshape correctly. Now, the only plantings that you should not go after with pruning shears are young or even newly planted trees. You want to give them a chance to put down roots and then have them grow up in the great outdoors.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming up next time on the program. For centuries, arbors and pergolas have been an integral part of creating a beautiful landscape, and these wooden yard structures are well within the reach of most DIYers. We're going to tell you where to begin on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.